Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Party Kalika. Are you guys still doing that run that you used to do at the temple?
We are. So this year will be the 10th anniversary, and we're not going to do the run this year. This year will be a bit more sacred. We got a bunch of people coming in from out of town. They're all going to converge on Oak Creek in August. So August 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, I want to personally invite anyone who wants to come to Oak Creek at that time to come visit the temple. Everything is open. We pride ourselves in every gurdwara in the world. So every Sikh temple in the world will have four doors. And this was something instituted by our faith leaders to say every gurdwara in the world is open to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And no matter where you go, I mean, obviously we've had to take safety protocols because of what happened.
Right.
But what we want to make sure is that we are really honoring our sacredness to be open and be inclusive and be loving and really be one.
So I'm gonna give you an opportunity to appeal to the listening audience about the importance of serving, what we can do to each one of us, I believe, can individually change somebody's life. You know, I always say to people, we've all been given characteristics of the Creator, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so he's if we are shaped in the image and the likeness of our Creator, it means that we have some of his characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, you wouldn't be shaped in the image and the likeness of him. Mm-hmm. So we all have some ability to help transform and change another person's life. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think about, and sometimes Jesus becomes idealized, meaning that it's somebody that we worship. And definitely, you know, Jesus, you know, most people will believe that he was half man,
right,
half God, right? And we should worship Jesus and God through Jesus. One of the times that I just really just marvel at, even as a non-Christian, was as Jesus was being crucified, and somebody says to him, "Well, Jesus, if you're the Son of Man, free yourself."
Yeah.
And he looks at him and he's, you know, kind of like, okay. And then he knew that crucifixion was next. And he was crucified. And as he was being crucified, there's all of these people who are ripping apart his garments. And they're dividing, and right? And his last words were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And oftentimes I ask people, I said, "Who was Jesus talking to?" And most everybody, right? Most everybody will say, "Well, Jesus was talking to God. God, he was talking to the Father." And I said, "Well, if he was half man and half God, could he not be talking to himself? Could he not be saying, at this moment, all of what I've done and everybody's ripping it apart and people are ripping themselves apart, forgive them for they know not what they do?" And does he, as he talks to himself, not free himself and say, "Okay, at this point, I know what I have to do"? So even like, sometimes I ask people, you know, if you knew, like, and I can ask this to myself, I can say, August 5th happened. I don't want any of those people to die. But if that needed to happen, that sacrifice needed to happen for us to be a better people,
right?
Would you want that? And then you would ask many Christians, say, would you have not wanted Jesus to be crucified, knowing what that path and salvation looked like after that? So I think for us, yeah, like it's tough for us to embody the part of being like Jesus. We rather worship Jesus.
You know, because Christians don't, for the most part, understand other religions and don't choose to, they don't realize many of the other religions also believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not only Christians who believe in Christ, but it comes to a point where, you know, we're now at a point. And Party, did you ever believe we'd be at a point where they're talking nuclear weapons?
No.
I mean, for the life of me, I come in here and I talk, and I'm trying to get people to understand where we are. there's a conversation being had, you know, about using nuclear weapons. And yet I hear people say, well, we've got to go in and we've got to do this. And if it's going to be nuclear weapons, so be it. And I'm like, man, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons.
Yes.
We're talking about things that we shouldn't be talking about. And I think part of it is we have to be honest that the hearts of men have been corrupted.
Right.
Right, and been co-opted by those, again, just not understanding the compassion and the love and the grace, and like you said, as a non-Christian, as a Sikh, we believe in Jesus and we love Jesus and we want to value Jesus, and Gandhi, I think once at one point said, he said, I love your Jesus, it's just Christians I'm concerned about.
The wars that continue to go on. Again, Dr. King referred to man's inhumanity to man goes on unabated in this country, in this world. And you know, these same people claim to be people of faith. Mm. You know, and I don't know how you can be a person of faith if you want to hurt another human being, right? I've never been able.
Yeah.
You can't be both, right?
No. And I do a lot of work with what people call terrorists or extremists,
right?
Foreign or domestic. You know, people who use Islam to vilify other people and say, "I want to harm this other person," but you know, kind of getting to the place where that's not Islam. That's you,
right?
That's your whatever exists inside of you. You're trying to utilize and co-opt the religion to do that, and so no, I think that's not any within any of our faiths. Right? Islam literally means peace. Right? Christianity means followers of Christ.
Yeah. You know, man, I've got a good relationship with the Ahmadiyya movement of Islam. Mm-hmm. Love for all, hate for none, mm-hmm. and. Every time I see those brothers and sisters, and they do really live that.
They do, yeah.
Right.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim community is wonderful, beautiful community. And if you don't know about the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, they're always welcoming. They're always open.
Oh, man, they are.
Yeah.
And so if there are people who can live and attempt to live their belief, then I always say it's possible. Right? Mm-hmm. If one group can do that, then Christians should also mm-hmm. be able to do that. And you have to put all those other things you're supposed to attempt to eliminate. Once I accept and change my life, then that hatred and all those other things, you have to continue to work to have that, you know, leave you.
Yeah.
And it can happen,
yeah.
But you have to really believe.
I think just as you point out, Earl, that it's God's calling for that to happen. Right? It's easy for us to love those and accept those and welcome those people into our life who look like us, walk like us, like talk like us, right?
Yeah.
But God's spiritual challenge for you on this earth, as a human being, is He created diverse people. To say, do you still see God? Do you still see me?
Yeah.
Do you still see us? And whether that person is labeled as a criminal or as something else, like, right? That person is hurting. And once you say, I see God and I see this, then now whatever you're going to do, heal that hurt.
You know, man, it's been far too long. And I guarantee you it won't be so long the next time.
Nice.
I love being around you, your aura, about if we just had more people like you.
Yeah.
You know, we could fix it. And you know what? You're not special.
No, I'm not.
Right?
No.
I'm not special. We're average people.
Yep.
Who love humanity. And all of us should love humanity, right? Yeah. There's no reason not to.
For sure.
That's my good friend, Mr. Party Kalika.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll bring you back. I promise you.
Thank you.
All right, got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by District Attorney of Milwaukee, John Chisholm. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Love song.